morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host. It's a feel-good broadcast, Daniel Brigman. In case I've never met you, hello, welcome to the show, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two great websites. Another great broadcast today. James Herson, I don't know if you remember him. I don't know how long. Time goes quick. I get confused about when things are, you know, when we have guests or what have you. But James Herson from JamesHerson.com, he's a lawyer. He is a pundit on Newsmax, and he wants to talk about this mail-in voting and how politics and Hollywood and media and it's all connected and what is being pulled on us. And Glenn Beck did an unbelievable, Robert Redfern sent me a clip of Glenn Beck doing a breakdown of what you need to have a revolution and talk about the different, media, the different control of the different parties, what have you, and it was fascinating. So we'll maybe get into a little bit of that with James. He's going to come on the second hour. We're going to do news in the first half hour or first hour with Uncle Kevin riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is a great day, and anywhere across the world that you are, because we have opportunity, we have the freedom that we do have, and we can make it better. So all these things are good.
Correct.
Nashville. Have you been hearing what's going on in Nashville?
No.
All right. Nashville mayor betrays Music City. Nashville known as Music City. The station there, the Fox station, reported a health department official asked in an email. Quote, this is how the email went. This isn't going to be publicly released, right? What are we talking about? The information from the health department that the bars / restaurants / those type of businesses had almost zero coronavirus cases epicentered in them.
Right.
Okay. Sourced from them.
Got you.
Almost zero. Like in the whole town, like 20.
Yeah.
And compared to thousands in nursing homes and whatever, at least that's using, again,
their numbers.
The health department had statistics, went to the mayor's office, that bars, restaurants, etc., almost zero coronavirus transfer. Continues. Just info for the mayor's office, ? While the mayor's advisor, Benjamin Eagles, reportedly replied, what? Quote, correct. Not for public consumption.
Hmm.
The mayor's office has conspired.
They have.
Or made the decision, or whatever word you want to use, that the public cannot know that bars and restaurants are not, basically not transferring coronavirus. That the health department
what,
statistics.
That's what it sounds like.
The mayor disagrees with the stance of these statistics, does not care about science, apparently. They keep telling us to have confidence in science, and has went forward with a really pretty fairly heavy-handed take on the businesses, especially bars / restaurants.
Okay.
This has devastated the area. People are finding out about this. Rich from Big and Rich, the country music star, I don't know, he was on Laura Ingraham talking about that this calls him the de Blasio of the South. Now calls this mayor the de Blasio of the South. Calls for his immediate resignation. Do you have thoughts about this?
At least they got money and they could sue him.
Who has money?
You know, country music people.
Well, not these bars and restaurants. They're struggling. They're barely holding on and making it.
I mean, but I'm sure those people help.
Maybe.
The bars and,
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
He is calling, and other people now are joining, call for this mayor's resignation.
Yeah, and sue him.
This is personally. On what grounds?
Violations of your rights. Title 42.
Okay. Now, this is kind of going to the bigger argument that we've had about all these. If the mayor has the ability to make these decisions in Los Angeles or whatever, then he has the ability to make them here.
Right.
So it's not just, this is where the legal gets, and maybe we'll
it gets,
ask,
it gets a little
maybe we'll ask James. If he has the ability to make this decision in whatever, Atlanta, Georgia or whatever, then he has the ability to make the decision. So, on what grounds are you going to say
still
unique
unlawful
to him? Okay, it's unlawful for all of them.
Yeah, from the Constitution.
For all of them. Right, for all of them.
Absolutely.
It's, okay. If you're talking about just singling him out,
no. Every one of them.
Right. Okay, now I can go along with that, and that's got merit. But see, that's the problem with these courts, and you don't know what they're going to rule.
That's exactly right.
You know, not everybody can get a Pennsylvania a federal appeals court judge like Stickman.
Yeah,
who's going to?
You bring a Title 42 in front of him, I bet you he okays it. You know.
Title 42, 1983, is where when government officials conspire to take your rights,
yes,
it is serious violation. I had a discussion, again, we're going to get into this, because there's nothing more important. Nothing. I don't know what's more important than your rights,
yeah,
than your endowment by your creator. Mm-hmm. What is more important in this world? I don't know.
They can't violate them, but they're doing it.
But they're doing it because
letting. So that's why they put in that 1983,
Title 42,
Section 42 for the people. So they have regress against these criminals.
My wife went, I got on Facebook and within a group in Idaho with talking about, hey, why don't you look at the sheriff, this mask mandate. I told you about the mask mandate just came in this small area in Idaho. The sheriff there put on their page, we will not enforce this mandate.
That's excellent.
It is excellent, but somebody got on this thread and she said, well, if anybody, the sheriff can, he said, well, all they can do is not enforce. I said, no, if you arrest somebody, if somebody arrests somebody or force somebody to do this mask mandate, the sheriff can then arrest them. And he said, well, somebody has to violate a statute to be able to be arrested. And it goes on, and the guy says, I was third in command in the police department. See, this is where I have such issue with the police.
Right, exactly.
Well, I was third in command at the, I know the sheriff there, you know, you can call him directly, blah, 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 blah. And like, oh my God, okay, whatever. Don't you know, Barney Fife, that violating somebody's rights is against the law.
Against the law.
Somebody's got to break the law. How is that breaking the law? They'd just be following the man. Don't you get it?
No, they don't. They're not trained.
They don't.
And they're not trained.
And here's what else he says in this post. Mm-hmm. This is the third in command in the police department in this county or whatever, this city, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small, but not tiny.
Right.
And kind of medium size. On the, whatever. He says that I'm third in command, was third in command, I know all this, and all he can do is not enforce it. Well, then that's not going to protect anybody.
No.
Not enforcing it doesn't protect you against, what if the FBI comes in and starts enforcing it?
That's right.
Or what if the mayor calls in the state health department, mm-hmm, and give them a badge? I mean, they got bullets and things like that.
Give Barney Fife to come knock at your door.
To come knock on your door. This is where I have such a, well, you have to violate statute to get rid.
No.
Don't you understand, you idiot?
Yeah.
You un-American fool.
Yeah.
Your authority comes from your oath.
That's right. And when, if you can't follow your oath, you're out.
And we, because we don't know anything about it.
That's right.
We don't know anything about any of this. In the school system.
Yes.
We're not taught this at all. Go read that's why the decision from Stickman, I should have it right here. I should read this. It sounds like I wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
What have I been, you know, people are going to, I'm going to get nasty emails for saying it like this. I'm going to say it. This is why I've been saying this over and over and over and over again, because nobody else is telling it to you. You are endowed by God with rights. With freedom, with life, the Bill of Rights is the most important part of the Constitution, with the Supremacy Clause and the Declaration of Independence, put them all together. It is a miracle.
Absolutely.
It is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It is a miracle beyond miracle in the history of this world.
Yeah, if you just do a little bit of research, you'll see what a miracle it is.
Now, why do I drone on? Let me repeat. Australia is sounding more and more like Minority Report out of Australia. Zero Hedge is reporting. A draconian new coronavirus law could give Australian authorities the power to arrest coronavirus, quote, conspiracy theorists if it's thought they may commit a crime in the future.
Yeah.
Yes, really.
They already did. That lady trying to get a little protest group, remember?
The new COVID-19 omnibus emergency measures bill, which is being debated, will give local, quote-unquote, authorities the power to detain people who refuse to self-isolate, as well as conspiracy theorists and anyone deemed to be at risk of spreading COVID-19 negligently. A government spokesman told the aides that the measures, quote, could be applied to conspiracy theorists who refuse to self-isolate or to severely drug-affected or mentally impaired people. Those detained will be held in quarantine facilities. If there's one thing that terrifies increasingly tyrannical governments, it's a loss of control of the narrative. That's why the story about Nashville is so important.
Yep.
Which is why the Australian government is getting a jump start on curbing any so-called conspiracy theorists daring to spread information that questions the fear-mongering being used to keep Aussie citizens under lock and key. I don't know how I could tell. I hope I'm not offending you. I care about you deeply. My family cares about you deeply. We have been so adamant. I have been so adamant about this because I do not want this right here happening on our soil.
Nope.
And the only thing that will stop it, there's only two things. The people rising up with a gun and killing whoever tries it.
Yes.
Or two, not that I'm advising that, but this is the only thing that will stop it. A revolution, a bloody, sanguine revolution, or two, the rule of law in the United States of America.
I concur.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we talk about the rule of law in the United States of America obsessively. Coronavirus pushes New Zealand into first recession in a decade. A report on the New Zealand's gross domestic product revealed that yesterday the nation has slipped into its first recession in 10 years thanks to economic damage from the Wuhan coronavirus. Reported the GDP dropped a seasonally adjusted 12%. I mean, you're talking when GDP drops 12%, you're talking about in the United States that it's going to, I mean, I don't know if we can get an accurate number, but we're talking 30%+.
Yes, a lot of jobs lost.
With a lot of money going through people's hands.
Yep.
We're talking 30%+.
Yep.
And then what do you think the government's going to do? That's why you're hearing these ads. Oh, we're just going to tax the billionaires. You see that ad out of, was it Illinois?
You think they're running out of New York and all those big cities. Those billionaires are just going to leave the country. It's ridiculous.
Well, they're not. They don't pay taxes anyway.
Yeah, they don't pay taxes anyway.
Polio vaccine causing polio outbreaks in Africa, WHO admits. We talked about this the other day. This is such a huge story. Bill Gates gets on TV. Well, I don't know why I'm attacked like this for trying to help people. I mean, this is just crazy. These people have these ideas. That is great. It's hilarious that he gets up there like Mr. Rogers with a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It's great news that he's actually responding to these. He was ignoring them.
He was.
He decided.
Now he's responding to him. Well, he's getting booed all around the country. Everywhere he does, he's getting booed and mocked and called baby killer everywhere.
Right. So this is very good. This is the fact that came out in court that the WHO admitted that the vaccines that Bill Gates paid for was causing the outbreak.
Yeah.
So I guess that's crazy, Bill Gates. I must be crazy, Bill Gates. I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah.
A year ago, news outlets briefly shone a light on the fact that oral polio vaccines are causing polio outbreaks, with reports streaming in throughout 2019 regarding the circulation of vaccine-derived viruses in numerous African and Asian countries. We quote, "We have now created more new emergences of the virus than we have stopped." That is from the WHO.
Yeah.
Let me read that again.
I agree.
"We have now created more new emergences of the virus than we have stopped."
Mm-hmm.
Quote, let me read it again for mm-hmm. Bill. Maybe Bill can read this, or maybe he can hear, and maybe this won't seem so crazy to him. I'll read it slow, Bill.
Yeah, read it.
Quote, "We have now created more new emergences of the viruses than we have stopped." Bam.
Bingo.
This month, the same story is making the same headlines with the WHO's shame-faced announcement that the oral vaccine is responsible for an alarming polio outbreak in Sudan. Quote, "Linked to an ongoing vaccine-sparked epidemic in Chad." Vaccine-sparked epidemic. That's quote, unquote.
I wouldn't want to be those people that gave it having to go back the next year.
With parallel outbreaks in a dozen other African countries. Parallel outbreaks. In fact, between August of last year, August of this year, there were 400 recorded cases of vaccine-derived polio in more than 20 countries worldwide. Ironically, WHO disclosed this, quote, setback barely a week after it declared the African continent to be free of wild polio virus.
Yeah, they didn't need that.
Which has not been seen in Africa since 2016. They announced the whole continent yeah. of Africa is free of polio
for four years
of polio.
Yeah, for four.
So years. We're going to go in and give this
vaccine,
this manufactured vaccine,
mm-hmm.
and
bring it back
now. Then bring it back. Now we're going to have an outbreak. It's not the wild strain. It's this new strain.
It's a new strain. It's crazy.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah.
Do you like my sweater?
Yeah.
Isn't Microsoft 10 good?
Yeah. Let me jump over this chair.
The polio and non-polio shell game in Africa and the U.S. 2020 update. In early September, 1 week after definitively pronouncing the African continent polio-free, the World Health Organization had to eat crow. Again, this is Child Health Defense Team. This is Robert Kennedy has a lot to do with this.
He's excellent, that Robert Kennedy.
With no wild polio cases reported since 2016, this is another source repeating exactly. Why am I repeating this over and over again? Because the onslaught that is about to occur on vaccines, the propaganda, the media attention, the half-truths, the misrepresentation, the shaming, the twisting your arm to get you to love vaccines that is about to occur will stagger you.
Yeah. It's going to be a full front attack.
It will stagger you.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching, my wife and I were sitting here waiting to do something with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
On TV is this story, the show about viral videos. They just show about viral videos and stuff going on. You know, cute things or whatever, or interesting stories. And in the middle of it, they have a doctor giving a vaccine to a baby. And I looked at this. I told my wife's starting to pick up on all this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you see this? Do you think it's by chance? Do you think these four people running this show just picked this story out of random?
No.
No.
No. You want to make some extra cash? You just put it in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
They'll pay you handsomely for
this. This is calculated.
Yeah.
This is calculated. And what you are about to see as it gets closer to the vaccine time comes out and blah, 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 blah. What you're about to see will stagger you.
Yep.
Will stagger you. That is my prediction.
The lies and the deceit that they're going to put on TV. Oh, my gosh.
This story makes me want to jump for joy. You want some good news today? You want some great news? Not good news. Great news. There's three things that basically drive me insane, or my points that will send me over the edge real quick. Do you know what they are?
No, I'm not even going to venture to guess.
Well, I think you should know, but if you don't know, then the audience probably doesn't know. That's why I explained this the other day.
I just don't want to guess. Go, Kat.
Vaccines gets me.
Yes. I was correct there.
Vaccines. I mean, abortions too, but I don't know what it is.
See, I would have guessed abortions too.
I don't know why vaccines make me madder. Not that I'm sympathetic towards abortions at all, but for some reason, I don't know why vaccines make me madder than abortions. Just physically make me mad. I don't know why. They just do.
Okay.
I think it's the force of them trying to, you know.
And the lies and the damage that they do.
Right. When somebody gets an abortion, they're not forced to do it. It's a different, I don't know. It's a different mind. I don't know.
Okay. We got one.
Right. Vaccines. The Bill of Rights being ignored universally. Okay. That's two. And three is the government school system.
I can see it. Yeah.
Those are the three things that just get me loony, quick.
Nuts.
We're not going to say that. We cancel that thought. The 1619 Project, you've heard of this?
Oh, yeah.
What is the 1619 Project?
It's one of the dumbest things that that man has ever propagated on another man.
This is, you know, think tank funded, whatever, fill in the foundation that's funding, and the taxpayer dollars getting funneled through these shell corporations and going down to create this, educational model where they say America started in 1619. Why 1619? Well, that was the first African, not slave, African slave that came to America. So if they're against slavery, then why not the white slave? So white people don't matter? What about the white slaves?
Apparently not.
Because white slaves came here way before black slaves did.
Way before.
I'm tired of getting lectured about this and the slavery. I'm sick of it. And we're supposed to, as a people, as a country, we're supposed to take the brunt of this when we, a country, the United States, didn't even bring them over here. In fact, Thomas Jefferson in the original Declaration of Independence in his first draft, he wrote a scathing indictment of England, basically getting us addicted to this awful institution.
Yeah, it's a horrible
Thomas Jefferson.
Yep.
It was taken out because South Carolina and I think Georgia, but South Carolina for sure, they wanted it unanimous.
Right. And they weren't going to get it, so he took it out.
Right. Another story, whatever. The black slaves that came over here, do you know how they got on the ship? We have the idea, the concept, and the people peddling this stupid 1619 project idea have the idea that they're trying to shove down your throat that, white people went over there and started stealing them.
No, that's not, that didn't happen.
That's not true at all.
No.
How they got on that ship is the chiefs, the African chiefs, the tribal chiefs wanted guns to fight the other tribes and to fight, amongst themselves
and hunt
and what have you. Mm-hmm. In exchange, they gave their people in exchange for guns. That's how it started, guns, money. Mm-hmm. Then turned into money. They sold their own people.
And their captives.
And their captives.
And their
that's
captives.
Right. That's
that
right.
They,
that they got
that
from
they,
the other.
That they
that's
did
right.
in war.
That's
they,
right.
They sold them to us.
I am sick of being lectured.
Yeah. Their own people did it.
Right. I'm sick of being lectured like we're the white devils that went and took these people off their continent.
Yeah, like we rounded them up with a net and
I'm sick of it.
Marched them on a ship. Right. We didn't do it.
So anyway, 1619 Project. Let's see on the other side what Trump is going to do to counteract it.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Very good.
Very important.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I want to make a couple announcements. If I sound like I'm on edge, I am. I mean, it's getting close to having this baby. There's a lot going on over here, so please be a little patient. Having said that, I do not know when, who knows when, but only God knows, right, when it's going to come. But, we may not have a show for a while, any day now. Because of for the baby and everything. So I want to make that announcement and make that clear. And please pray for us over here. I mean, there's obviously a lot going on and, for safety and stuff. And we really appreciate your faith and we need your faith. And, we're in this together in so many ways. I hope I don't come across and offend people. Obviously, I have offended some, but okay, whatever. I mean, that's what can I do?
Par for the course.
Well, when
you can't please everybody.
Right.
All the time.
Right. People need to understand. I read that letter the other day and I there's tons of them I haven't read. I just read that. I wanted to bring it out and wanted to address it in certain ways. Joyce used to get the craziest letters. Uh-huh. And she showed them to me. So it doesn't offend me. That's just par for the course if you're right. Sitting here. These times are different. Than when Joyce was on the radio, even in the she hasn't even passed 4 years ago.
Right.
This is different. We have pregnant women in Australia being ripped out of their house for writing something on Facebook.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy times.
It's different. And, so am I on edge? Am I aggressive? Yeah. Sometimes I am. Let me also talk about, we have questions about the interview on the Power Silver. The people didn't quite understand it. Dennis's background is in water. Water filtration, water, he makes the Duraflow water filter. It is the best filter and the most tested filter out there, period. Gravity fed, period. And I've been in the industry a long time. There is nothing as good as it. Nothing. So there's been some people question, well, where's he from? What's his expertise? That's his expertise. That's his background. He got involved with the nano silver, with colloidal silver / nano silver. Somebody introduced it to him. Why is it, people are asking, why is the Power Silver different than, other colloidals that we've sold? And why is there so little silver in it? It's because the way it delivers. The other silvers, they make a different chain, and it's a lot like Willard water. When it goes into your body, if you just drink water, there's a difference between irrigating and hydrating.
Right.
So with willow water, you hydrate because it creates a different bonds and they go into the cells and they can fit through the capillaries or whatever and go and get, it's the same way with this. And so one of the problems with interviewing somebody like Dennis is because the environment with the FDA is people involved with colloidal silver, nanosilver, what have you, are so on edge and paranoid about being shut down.
Yeah, they got to watch what they say.
Right. So,
or are you going to get SWAT teamed?
So that's part of the reason why that interview, you know,
a little convoluted.
A little convoluted and a little, you know, it seemed like information was missing or things were missing.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
And plus, Dennis is a, I mean, I don't mean this certainly in the best way possible. He's a little bit of a geek, you know, a little bit of a science geek, right?
Right?
So this, to him, this is like boom, boom, boom. To us and me, it's different. I didn't push him a lot because I know what the FDA is doing on this deal.
Yeah.
And it, you know, you may not understand that, ladies and gentlemen. And you can just look around and everything you're seeing all across the country and the world, your ability to make free choices, your ability to decide for yourself, your ability to think and express yourself is somebody is trying to stop it and curtail it.
Yeah, with lawsuits too.
So that explains that. The nano silver has been tested, the power silver that we have, it is the best out there that I could find because of the delivery system and the way in the tests. It's been unbelievable. Nothing has performed as good at this lab where he tests. No other colloidal silver it matches it. Nothing. And with less of it.
Wait, yeah, that's the amazing part.
Because of the way.
The delivery system.
The delivery system. Yeah. So silver has a resonance. I mean, if we're going to talk quantum. You know, people say, well, quantum physics, that sounds like a bunch of hocus pocus. Okay, here's quantum physics. If I hug you, and we kind of touch chest to chest, heart to heart, quantum physics says I can pass energy to you. Okay, I can pass energy, electrons, or energy, or love, or whatever. I can pass energy to you. And scientists would say, that's stupid.
Yeah, but it's true.
But quantum scientists are starting to realize that's absolutely true. Okay, so now go to this power silver. Silver has a resonance, has a frequency. And for whatever reason, it's unexplainable. I'm not even going to try to explain it. You put silver in certain forms next to viruses, bugs, pathogens, what have you. Studies have shown that the viruses, pathogens, whatever, they explode.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain it. Dennis can't explain it. That is, on a quantum level, something goes on, and tests have shown that. Repeated tests. I'm not making any claims.
That's right.
About coronavirus. I'm not making any claims about anything specific. But tests have shown that. So if you have a delivery system that is spherical, which gets in different places, and the cells latch onto it differently, now it can go in and do this same exercise differently than others. I see I'm being very careful what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I have to be. At least that's the idea. That's the concept.
Well, the other, isn't one square and one's round, and the round one can get through, get in places that the square,
right.
that the square Correct. Edge, square edge ones can't get.
Right. It's like basically, it's like a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah,
you can't get a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah, basically that's the theory behind it. Simplify it.
You can't get a square peg in a round
right.
hole.
Yeah.
But you can get a round peg in a round hole.
Yes.
So that's kind of the deal. And then once it gets in, now, you know, if silver does, I mean, it seems crazy. It's stupid. It probably does nothing. It's probably a placebo. It's probably, you shouldn't even buy it. I mean, I don't know what to say at this point.
Yeah.
All I know is that the FDA, the Attorney General of New York, the Attorney General of Missouri, an inordinate, flat out lie, flat out hit piece came down on Jim Baker of foreclosure. That's what I know. That tells me that nano silver is important. That's what I believe.
And other guest hosts, they've come down on, have lawsuits against.
Right. So it probably does nothing. Don't even buy it.
mm-hmm. But we just wanted to straighten that out.
Yeah. So I mean, that's why you say, well, it's not, we've had calls. Well, it kind of wasn't clear. That's why it's not clear,
because nobody wants a lawsuit. Nobody wants the feds down on your, breathing down your back.
Having said that, it's at the Power Mall and I have the flash sale.
Excellent segue.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm not going to say anything else. I don't know what else to say.
That's it. I think we did good. Round against square.
Yeah.
That's how I keep it straight. Is they're round particles against square particles. Now that's not scientific, but it's
REM sleep and Tranquil, also flash sale over at the Power Mall. The Strauss products, of course, the Iron Earth and Robert Redfern, all those things at thepowermall.com, among many other things. Thank you for your purchases, your donations, your prayers, the like. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen. Just got off the phone on the break. Yeah, he actually called me during the break, Sheriff Mack. And when Sheriff Mack calls you,
you answer.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't answer till the break.
Yeah.
So I called him back. We wanted to thank Helen, who is a listener. Helen, the listener, contacted her sheriff and said, hey, you need to check this out. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to get Helen on. Helen, if you're listening, I don't know if you are. If you are listening, call in right now. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You may be shortwave or whatever, not listening. I don't know.
Right.
If you are, call in. If you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Helen called her sheriff. I'm getting the story secondhand from Sheriff Mack and said, here, you need to check this out. Sheriff Mack and the sheriff got in contact with each other.
Yes.
He is going to the meeting at the end of this month.
That's exciting. That is very exciting.
Talk to Sheriff Mack, and the size of this, his expectations have grown. There's more sheriffs, more county commissioners, more government people going to this meeting than he first anticipated.
That's good.
There's getting some momentum here. It's been a decade plus that Sheriff Mack has been screaming about this. And now is the time. You have donated quite a bit to his efforts, and those sheriffs are going to get there to this meeting because of you.
That's right.
Excuse me. Many of these sheriffs are going to be there only because you donate, because I screamed at you and you donated.
Yeah.
I apologize. But this is why this is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a county of 50,000 people, and you have a sheriff that believes this way. You have just secured a measure of freedom for 50,000 people. One sheriff. Getting him there, getting him a plane ticket or whatever it takes, or whatever.
And the people have to get behind him.
You just secured a measure of freedom, a measure of constitutional protection for 50,000 people.
Yep.
Here's a number to the CSPOA. I'll give it again. 602-268-9268. 602-268-9268. He's got most of the money he needs to do everything.
He needs a little more.
He needs a little more.
So if you can donate, that'd
we be donated wonderful. A little bit more yesterday. Gave him a little chunk to help some people get there. If you're out there and you can donate, that's the number.
Mm-hmm.
A listener, Helen, you are the Power Hour person of the month of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is so big, ladies and gentlemen. This is so big to be able to have one sheriff. To secure constitutional protections for, 50,000, 100,000 people.
It's amazing.
You get one person.
Mm-hmm.
You get one person that you control because you elected them.
That's right.
You're the ones who elect them. He's not a bureaucrat.
Yep.
And they're trying to turn them into bureaucrats, but they're not. They're not supposed to be. They're directly accountable to you.
Yeah, they want to start appointing them by the mayors and stuff. Wrong.
This is a big thing that you have done, Helen. I don't know if it's easy or I don't know if it's hard. I don't know what you did. Whatever. God bless you.
Absolutely.
And everybody in your county will be blessed because you made a phone call and you introduced this to the sheriff. This is a huge deal.
There's
probably going to be somewhere around 100 plus sheriffs and government people at this meeting.
Wow.
And they're going to be discussing all these things and how they can protect each other, how they can work together, how they can stop all these things. And then, let them talk to this, moron on my wife's Facebook who says that sheriffs can't arrest somebody for forcing somebody to wear a mask. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He knows nothing about it.
My wife said, well, you can believe what you want, but there are sheriffs in office right now who, if you try to force a vaccine on them, they will get arrested.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right
so
now.
You can say whatever you want. you can come up with any kind of nonsense you want and theory you want.
Mm-hmm.
There are people right now in office, sheriffs right now.
That's right.
Trained by Sheriff Mac.
Mm-hmm.
If they institute mandatory vaccinations and they go to
masks.
And they go to vaccinate in this mm-hmm. in their county, they will be arrested by that
That's
sheriff.
That's right. That's excellent.
Yes. So, there you go.
That's beautiful.
Another great story.
All right, let's hear it.
Trump announces creation of National 1776 Commission to Promote Patriotic Education.
Bam!
Is this the best story?
Oh, man, that's a good story. Yes.
Hitler knew you get the kids and you train them up. It's about 12 years. Now you got a problem.
Yeah, you get the kids.
Yuri Bezmenov, mm-hmm. the Russian defector, he explained how
explained
you do it.
Explained it how.
It takes about 15 years to change things over. If you start today, it takes about 15 years,
yep.
and you got to start from the beginning. It takes 15 years
to
even make a dent in this deal.
In what they have done to us, yes.
Critical race theory and revisionist history, such as the New York Times 1619 Project, are toxic and need to be countered with patriotic education, U.S. President Donald Trump vowed, announcing a new initiative to do so, speaking yesterday on Constitution Day. That's another reason
That's
why we're
right.
talking about this, ladies and gentlemen. This date, in 1787, mm-hmm. the Constitution was ratified. Again, it was only ratified. Others, George Mason, James Madison, what have you, were instrumental. Thomas Jefferson, to a lesser degree. Patrick Henry walked out on the Constitutional Convention.
He did.
He walked out.
Mm-hmm.
And only came back when they said, well, we're going to do a Bill of Rights.
Yeah. And I'm glad he did.
Yeah. Trump denounced the radicals who seek to, quote, demolish this treasured and precious inheritance. Has he been listening to the Power Hour?
He has.
It says it's an inheritance?
Yeah.
Specifically naming critical race theory, the 1619 Project, and Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States. That was the book, was the guest? Oh, gosh, these people run together. They're such great guests.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. What
Me
is
neither.
His name? Robert Curry. There you go. I love Robert Curry. Robert Curry talked about that book. Quote, the left-wing rioting and mayhem are the direct results of decades of left-wing indoctrination in our schools.
Yeah, absolutely.
God almighty.
Absolutely.
That why do you think I've been screaming about these schools?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump agrees with me.
And supposedly a lot of the leaders are the teachers. Or the professors.
That's right. Trump said, referring to the unrest that began at the end of May, critical race theory, the 1619 Project, and the crusade against American history is toxic propaganda, an ideological poison that, if not removed, will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together. I could not said it any better myself. Teaching critical race theory in schools is child abuse in the truest sense of those words, quote, unquote, Donald J. Trump.
Excellent.
Calling the U.S. the most fair, equal, and prosperous nation in human history, and said that Americans will never submit to tyranny or cancel culture and will reclaim our history and our country for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. My God, where have you heard a president give a speech standing as a storm is raging all around us, as cities are burning? Where is he going? Right to the heart of the matter.
Right there.
These schools and this toxic child abuse that's going on in these public schools is going to stop.
I agree.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
As a specific measure to achieve this, he announced the establishment of a presidential commission on patriotic education called the 1776 Commission. Donald, call me. I have some ideas for you.
Yeah, that's me too.
After the year the original 13 American colonies declared independence from Britain. That is when America started. Anybody with any sense, I guess when you, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you make everybody completely ignorant of history, then you can go back in and you can say anything you want.
That's right.
America started in 1492.
That's right. And Goliath beat David.
Yeah, you can say whatever. Yeah,
anything you want.
You can say anything you want. If you get rid of history, you can say whatever you want.
There you go.
The New York Times embraced the 1619 Project last year as part of a pivot from Russiagate conspiracy theories to accusing Trump of racism. Anyway, we don't need to go into that.
No.
This is a massive story.
That's beautiful.
This is beyond massive. Yeah. This is such a big story. I would like to see how this breaks down. Okay. Every child.
He's got to get rid of a whole bunch of people to start enforcing that.
Every child in this country, they should be able to recite that sentence from the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths. Yeah. They should be able to recite that sentence and know it better than they know their parents' birthday.
Yes.
That's how important this is.
Oh, it is.
If you don't know your rights,
how can you protect them?
That is the American ideal. My grandfather told me, Danny, you know what makes America different? That's why I know. Well, that's where it started, because my grandfather told me. I don't remember what we taught in school. I don't remember anything in school.
We didn't learn that.
We didn't learn that.
Nope.
We didn't learn the Declaration of Independence. And I'm older.
Me too.
What they're learning now, God Almighty. You kidding me? I didn't learn the Declaration of Independence. Nothing like I talk about on this show in school.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing. Neither did I.
Nothing.
Neither did I.
I learned about the United Nations. And they certainly learn about them now. House Republicans introduced legislation to bar federal funding of schools teaching fake history. Two House Republicans introduced legislation that would bar federal funds from flowing to schools with curriculum featuring this anti-American 1619 project.
Excellent.
We'll see if it goes. Here's the story. Nashville officials hid stats showing low coronavirus transmission in bars and restaurants. Emails reveal. We're going to go over this again. Another source. This is a massive story. The mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, USA, had information from his health department that bars and restaurants basically were not transmitting coronavirus.
Yeah.
And he still went ahead and shut them all down ruined them.
Yep.
Ruined them. The Nashville mayor's office swept bar and restaurant transmission numbers under the rug because they were too low, emails obtained by local media suggest. The conversation between the mayor's office and the local health department appears to show the figures were deliberately kept from the public to justify the shutdowns that put many Nashville residents out of work. I'm not advocating this, but there was a time in American history, Americans were aggressive and fierce, that they would have took that mayor, put him on a rail, tied his legs to the rail, and then ran him out of town.
First, tarred and feather.
Tarred and feather. This is not exact. This is not hyperbole.
That's what they did.
This is not hyperbole.
And if he really abused his power, they'd take him out and hang him. Yeah. They didn't mess around.
Right. They would have stripped him buck naked.
Yep. This is what they did.
They'd have poured hot tar on him. Feathered him, put his feathered behind right on that rail, tied his legs to it, and picked it up and ran him out of town.
Never to come back.
You want to know why we were free?
Yeah, because people like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because they were afraid. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty.
There were senators that came home that didn't vote the way they were supposed to.
They were gone.
Not gone. They were killed. They were killed.
That's not what we're advocating. We're just being historical right
now. That's exactly right.
But if this did happen to this mayor, if somebody did this to this mayor, I think the other mayors would take notice.
Brilliant.
I don't know. Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
I agree.
Fox News cuts off Newt Gingrich after he points out George Soros' role in electing prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he gets to the end of this discussion about these riots. He says, and Newt basically said, and they're the major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street. You cannot solve this problem. And both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly at what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros's money.
Right.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this. One of the hosts, Francis, what's her name? Heather Francis? Not Heather Francis. No. Anyway, her last name's Francis. He paid for it, Gingrich replies.
Yeah, he paid for it. Yeah, absolutely.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. They interject back. I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be part of this conversation. And Gingrich said, okay, so it's verboten?
Yeah. and then quiet. Then it was,
real quiet.
And then all of a sudden,
I guess we're moving on.
Yeah, I guess she heard something in her ear. Let's move on. So she said, let's move on.
The Los Angeles Times article, there's a huge article in the Los Angeles Times. Here's why George Soros liberal groups are spending big to help decide who's your next DA. It goes all over this, everything Gingrich just said.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need, and no, he didn't pay for it. No, he didn't influence it. No.
Of course he did.
James McCanney, I texted him, asked him if I could read this. I'm not going to read his whole email, but, the scientist that we talked about that came on talked about that China developed the virus and planted it. He says this is total CIA misinformation to get you to forget that Fauci was ever involved. Now we're seeing this with Gingrich, and you can't even talk about Soros or Fox. This is becoming controlled opposition.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to have to agree with him.
Yeah. I love McKinney.
I have to agree with him. Susan Rice, dear leader, Trump's patriotic education executive order is communist retro crazy. So to teach that the United States started in 1776 and that the Declaration of Independence is the most divine and fantastic charter in the history of this world's nations.
Mm-hmm.
So to teach that is communist retro crazy, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
He said something else today, signed an executive order creating the, quote, 1776 commission. And the goal of it, I want to quote from the order, is to restore public patriotic education to our schools as if that education has gone wrong. He went after the New York Times for its 1619 project with aims to reframe this nation's history with a greater focus on it aims to lie.
Right.
It aims to lie. Here's what the president said in a clip. America's founding set in motion the unstoppable chain of events that abolished slavery, secured civil rights, defeated communism and fascism, and built the most fair, equal, and prosperous nation in human history. What is your response to the president? Rice said, this is one of the most astonishing speeches I've ever heard him give. He talks about patriotic education. I thought I was listening to Mao Zedong. We'll be back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.